The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Sherry's Berries.
I love them, Mike.
Delicious strawberries, Rob.
Big as a softball.
Big as your head.
Not my head.
And you've got an enormous head. Dipped in your choice of delicious chocolates and wonderful toppings like almonds and chocolate chips.
I love it.
White chocolate, dark chocolate. Berries are delicious. And right now, you can enter the code TMOS and get an incredible price on your Sherry's Berries. Go to berries.com. That's berries.com. For Sherry's Berries, the only time we ever get Sherry's Berries in this studio, everything stops cold and we all eat our Sherry's Berries because they're so incredibly delicious.
It's a great way to support your favorite podcast and tickle your taste buds.
Absolutely. So don't forget the code TMOS and go to berries.com, berries.com for Sherry's Berries.
Someone at the door.
I'll get it.
Oscar, if you could open the door.
This door always sticks.
Yeah. Jiggle the knob.
Jeez.
Oh, no.
There you are.
Again?
Hello there.
It's Jack Cassidy.
The jerk Jack store's Cassidy. Here.
Charmed.
Great.
Indeed.
Have you had to come in today.
Have
you had a month where you have been this in the public notion in 20 years, 30 years?
This is relevant, that's
for
sure.
Yeah, relevant.
I felt it incredibly necessary to come by and
share. It felt incredibly what?
Incredibly necessary, Rob.
Yes.
To share with each
Careful
and every
with
one
that
of you.
Cigarette holder.
That's all right.
Let
me take a drag.
You're waving it all around.
There we go.
What is that, a smart smoke?
Yes, a smart smoke. I understand when it's charred, you can't recognize it. You have to identify it through its dental records.
Oh, Jack.
Jack Cassidy.
Yes, you are Jack Cassidy. For those people who don't know who you are.
Well, everyone should by now.
I would think
Jack
so.
Jack Cassidy.
You did a lot of NBC mystery movies.
Yes, Columbo.
Yes, of course.
I was the number one villain on Columbo. I appeared on the Columbo show 6 times.
Were you ever
in various acts of villainy?
Were you ever
Jack Cassidy?
An evil ventriloquist?
I was. Yes, I was. Ha, Columbo. Yes.
Look at me over here.
And I also know you did the talk show circuit.
Yes.
And the game show circuit.
It was actually marvelous. I truly enjoyed that. I enjoyed being on Columbo, and I loved being on What's My Line with Arlene Francis and all sorts of wonderful actors and actresses.
What about when you boned, was it Shirley
Buzz,
Jones?
Buzz, try not to twitch and jump around when you're setting up, please. Thank you so very, very
Buzz
much.
Is here,
I appreciate
Jack.
It. Yes, Buzz makes an entrance like this.
How should he make an entrance? Say,
quietly.
Like you?
Stealthily, like I was on Columbo. Jack Cassidy!
Now, what I love the most about you is you gave us both Sean Cassidy and David Cassidy.
Yes, my progeny. Yeah. My progeny with Shirley Jones.
Yeah, now, are they straight?
Yeah. Are they straight? What type of horrible question is that?
You know, I know that you are.
In my day, I was known as quite the ladies' man. Jack Cassidy!
Well, you were also known as the man's man, know what I mean.
That is a silly, pointless rumor.
Who are you?
I'm Jack Cassidy.
I know, but I heard you were bisexual.
I have heard that in many different places, Scarecrow.
Now, what about you and
Let
I...
me show you my favorite pose. You like to see it?
Okay, yes.
Here it is. Thank you. Thank you very much. Almost I'll take
like,
those. Thank
almost
you.
Almost like Franklin Roosevelt.
Franklin Delano.
Now, you know
Franklin
me.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
We go way back.
You know what I? You know why I think that he...
Oh, this is the thoughtful Jack
Cassidy.
Do
you understand why I believe that he was marvelous as a president?
Roosevelt?
Yes, one word.
What?
Charm. It was because of his charm.
I feel like
it was because
time
of
machine.
His marvelous
now,
charm.
I know. Let's shy away from stuff that isn't so current.
Yes.
You know me because we go way back.
I must take my leave shortly. Though.
I know. But, when?
Because it's birthday day.
I know. But you know Buzz is here. You know Buzz.
Yes.
And since you're bisexual, have you met Oscar?
What is this bisexual?
You've talked about it.
I haven't been formally introduced to this young Latin man.
I know that you enjoy the company of men and women.
Hello there.
This is Oscar Santana.
I know you swang both ways.
Swang? Yes, right.
English is not his first language.
I enjoy your vernacular there. You remind me of a very, very young, extremely young Cesar Romero.
Oh, did you ever hang with Cesar Romero?
Did I ever hang? Did he hang with me? I've got to go. Jack Cassidy.
Jack Cassidy, thanks for
coming
by.
Everybody.
suddenly so popular.
Sorry, I missed him. I
felt it necessary.
Hey, it's Mike O'Mara. Did you come in with Buzz?
Yes, I did. We're both running a tad late today. Good day for it. But anyway, I had to come in and say that Jack Cassidy, for whatever reason, has struck a chord with our listening audience.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I normally love when something really gets hit out of the park on the show, but for some reason, the Jack Cassidy popularity, it upsets me.
But you know
what? It makes me uneasy.
People care about Jack Cassidy.
They love
desperately,
but
yes.
They care about birthdays even more.
Are we going to do that today?
Let's do it right now and open up the mailbag really quick. Here we go. Birthdays for Thursday, and we always have them on Thursday. In the mailbag today, and unto them was born a new listener. Benjamin Manley came into the world last Friday morning. Morning at 6:34 a.m. Young Benjamin has no choice about being a fan of TMOS. His dad just got a TMOS license plate. Hey,
and nice. I know what it says. I seen it on the Facebook.
That's very cool. The week began with a birthday for David Rapp, who turned 28. He's been listening for a dozen years and used our Amazon page to furnish his apartment.
Yeah. Oscar, do the David Rapp.
Oh, I don't know the David Rapp.
I just made that up.
Kevin Hale was with us in Reno and says he can't wait for his DVD to arrive. His birthday was Monday, and he'd love a greeting from Smart Charlie.
Well, hello there, Kevin Hale.
What do you know about right triangles, Smart Charlie?
Oh, I think right triangles are very difficult. Mike doesn't know that either.
Thank you. The lovely Noel Gallant turned 31 Monday.
Oh, but yeah, I know her.
But she didn't get a copy and paste greeting from Rob, even after she gave him a kiss at the State Theater, so she'd like a sexy greeting instead from Mark Ronick.
Oh.
Nice.
A sexy greeting for Noel.
Hi, Noel. Mark Ronick.
Kind of worked for me, though.
That's really awkward. Very
wow, you know what? And I believe it was I who kissed her, not she who kissed me.
Tuesday was new dad Robert Reeder's 34th birthday, so greetings to birthday.
Great on the Brady Bunch.
So greetings to him. Robert's mom gave us the heads up and wished us all a Merry Christmas. Mia Horton turned 14 Tuesday, and her mom thinks she's falling in with the wrong crowd.
Mm.
The Rob mom.
Oh, you couldn't do better.
Mia's mom hopes President Obama could steer her daughter onto the right path. Well, Mia.
Oh, dear.
I think it's obvious we're going to go off of the fiscal cliff. And since we're going to go off the fiscal cliff, I just don't think you should fall in with any crowd, much less the Rob mob.
President Obama.
Yes.
What do you know about right triangles?
Thank you, Rob.
Casey Olson turned 31 yesterday. She'd just like the Reno DVD to arrive and maybe get a greeting from the crew. She'd just like the Reno DVD to arrive and maybe get a greeting from the crew.
Right.
Hi, Casey. Yesterday was also Anne Feinstein's birthday.
So, that was it nice?
The
Did
wonderful
you have a cake?
Senator from the state of California. She'd love to... No, that's Dianne Feinstein.
I say.
She'd love to hear a greeting from Jimmy Cerrito. Well, how about a nice big hello to Anne Feinstein?
Hey, you know what? She probably just celebrated Hanukkah, Jimmy.
That's wonderful. Happy Hanukkah.
And now, is she in your will, Jimmy?
Yes, she is.
Oh, okay.
Just speak at my funeral.
Cool.
Everybody gets to.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Burn the oil. Anyway, a guy named Paul turns 43 today. That's all the names. That's all the name we got from his friend Steven.
Just Paul is all
Paul,
we got.
Okay. Who says Paul would like greetings from Tony Soprano and James Gandolfini.
Wow.
Let me see. Okay.
I just want to say, Paul, hope you have a great birthday. You know, you're a good guy. I hope you enjoy yourself and have a fantastic birthday. Don't eat too much cake.
All I get right? it, right, Tony?
Yeah.
What about James Gandolfini?
I hope he enjoys his special day.
Jeremy Young of Seattle says today is the anniversary of when he started listening 20 years ago. Something he requested is coming up in a moment.
Yeah.
Hmm. And happy birthday to Olivia. A-L-I-V-I-A. Olivia.
Olivia.
Olivia Richards. Uh-huh. It's not how you spell Olivia. I'm sorry.
Well, that's how Chan Richards spelled it.
Well, sorry about that.
I think we've proved in the past he's a moron.
Olivia Richards. Now, Rob, that's very...
He's
a wonderful supporter
birthday.
Of the show.
The man traveled thousands of miles to see us.
I didn't insult his daughter.
He did. That is huge.
I think it's great she's doing so well considering.
You need Listen, you need to suck it up. You should apologize. Do it while it's not too late.
All right, Chan, I'm sorry you're a moron.
Stop it!
That's not right.
It's Rob Spiewak.
That's his daughter.
Listener, that is,
it's his daughter. You've ruined the moment.
Love his daughter.
Chan, I'm going to Skype Chan when we come back next week.
Good, that'll be great.
Your,
that'll
to
be
talk
nice.
To you.
Yeah, I'll do it when I get home.
Happy birthday to Olivia Richards, daughter of Chan, who's turning 17. And I think he's a wonderful listener. Sarah Wen.
Great
or
dad.
Ween, or Wien. Or W-I-E-H-N. Why here? Of Wichita turns 21 tomorrow. She'll be 35 and would love a sexy greeting from Charlie.
Hello, Sarah.
Wow, you're sexier than Mr.
Wow.
That is sexy.
Hey, Charlie.
I didn't even go out last night.
You're sexier than Mr. Ronick.
Hey. If the world doesn't end tomorrow, it'll be happy birthday for Larry Price. I know Larry.
Sure.
Of Woodbridge, Virginia, who is turning 40. Either way, he feels an end-of-the-world statement by Jesse Ventura would be in order. Well, maybe tomorrow.
Huh?
Oh, that's
makes
good.
Sense.
There you go.
I hope we can find him. He's living
Although,
off the grid.
You know, I've been doing a lot of like pandering to our listeners, so I think really tomorrow might be one last appearance before Christmas of Drunk Santa with what are the things I was going to do? I'll tip my hand for tomorrow.
Oh, no, you see, now you're pandering too much.
I don't care.
Okay.
It's the holiday time.
You're killing the bit.
Okay, shut up. All right.
The air is out of the balloon.
I'll tell you off air. Monica Wiggin of Seattle says her husband has a birthday tomorrow and would like to hear our traditional birthday song. Unfortunately, she didn't tell us her husband's name, so they'll both just have to wait. Absolutely.
Right. I have
to
hold face. That.
Saturday, Frank Swanson turns 50. Wonderful. And would like to hear us talk up. It's the most wonderful time of the year. All right, we'll do that for you.
This is actually for a couple of people.
God, okay. So many requests.
You ready? Do you want it right now or do you want to lead into it?
Well, why do you always have to ask me difficult questions?
It's really not supposed to be hard, Mike. I just want to know when you want the record.
I just don't understand what
it's the time of year. We got a number of shows we got to do before Christmas gets here.
You're a pain in the ass.
You're a pain in the ass.
Well, you're not coming to my house for Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
Let's do one more.
You know,
more.
I don't want to do one more.
Okay, then I'll do it with Buzz.
All right. Well, I was trying to leave.
He was setting you
Buzz,
up.
Buzz, why were you late? You know I've got to go to the sonogram today.
I did everything I could to get here. Traffic was just horrible this morning. Mike, don't get uptight this time of year.
Get uptight.
It's the holiday.
You get uptight.
Tonight.
This is it. I'm going
Let's
to a
not
sonogram.
Fight, okay?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
All right, let's do one with Oscar.
All right.
I'll do it with everybody.
Just quickly, do you know when Rob said, do you want it right now or do you want me to lead into it?
Yes.
That's like his foreplay. That's what he says.
Oh, yeah.
I understand.
That was well played, actually.
Well, now he's challenging you, so you two have to do it without me involved. Go ahead.
Oh, God. Anyway. Can I talk up a record with Oscar? There's no greater pleasure.
No, can I be Carrie Spiewak?
Not with that forehead.
Go ahead, guys.
Can I tell you something? The thing about Oscar is he's great all year round, but around the holidays with all that man grade stuff, he gets to be a pain in the ass. Why do you have to be such a pain in the ass this year especially?
Rob, at least I don't insult listeners. You're a complete dick.
Yeah, well, you insult the chat room. You insult everybody. And as a matter of fact, just by being here, you're insulting me!
It's the most wonderful time.
There it is. That should make everybody happy.
And Andy Williams is a dick, too.
Yeah. Okay. All right, very good. Let's move
not like
on,
Bing
shall
Crosby,
we?
Though.
No, he was great. Never hit his kids that hard.
Sunday, Jacob Zettel of Lake Havasu, Arizona, turns 15.
Lake Havasu!
And his mom says hearing our fat guy voices will make him blow soda out of his nose. Well, since we didn't do the It's a Wonderful Time of the Year with Mark, and Mark is my favorite fat guy voice, believe it or not, let's have Mark say happy birthday to Jacob Zettel. Go ahead.
Jacob, I'll have a big birthday cake with lots of chocolate syrup.
Thank you very much.
Yay!
Very strong, Jacob, Mark.
On Christmas Eve, Lee DeWeese turns 32. He's hoping he'll get a greeting from a beloved actor, James Garner. God, I'll tell you, there are just too many damn impressions on this show. It's really silly, and I don't like that, all right? But I do want to say hello to Lee DeWeese, 32 years old. And Lee, you're about to get your ass kicked across the state line.
Yay.
Tim Bort turns 32 Christmas Eve. He would also like the birthday song. And unlike the other guy, Tim has a name. It's coming up, Tim. 1, 2, 3.
Tim
Bort. And Jenny Garrity used to roll her eyes when her husband listened to us. Now she gets mad if he listens without her. She also gets mad. I love that. She also gets mad when he sings happy birthday the old way instead of the way we do it.
Really? I like that trick.
Thomas Spence of Jacksonville, Florida turns 47 on Christmas Day. He's hoping Santa will bring him a greeting from Hollywood producer Robert Evans.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah. Enjoy it.
I just want to say to Thomas Spence, Jacksonville, Florida, terrific, spectacular. Hope you have a great 47th birthday. Yes, sir. What I suggest, if you get a special lady, lay her out on the bed. Jaybird naked.
Oh.
Put six lines of coke right near a navel.
No, don't do that.
And hoo away.
Is that what you did with Snot-Nosed McGraw?
Well, you know what we call that kind of birthday.
What's that?
Spectacular.
Robert Evans.
Among those who get gypped having a birthday on Christmas is Jeff Freeman. He'd like to know if Jesse Ventura thinks Christmas birthdays are a conspiracy. We may have Jesse Ventura tomorrow.
That's excellent.
For the end of the world.
You
That's
pander
perfect.
And pander.
And another Christmas birthday greeting like for Tim bear. Regan, the long-haired guy from Mike's Quench for Knowledge of Karaoke night last month. He's now 29, and he'd like advice from Charlie on how to be a grown-up. Too much Charlie on
and
the
you
show
know what?
Today.
I have no recollection of anybody from the Quench appearance.
On December 27th.
Hold it, you missed a very key birthday on the 25th.
I did?
Yes, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Oh, thank you very much. On December 27th, Stell Edling of Texas. That sounds like a Texas name.
Yeah.
Stell.
I bet she makes a great sheet cake.
It's a he.
It's a he. It's not she.
I bet he makes a great sheet cake.
I'm Stell Edling, and these cars are priced to sell. Texas, he's 21. He'd like tips from us on what beer to tip on his birthday. Mm-hmm. I can give you my recommendation to you. I think I would stay with an extremely light beer, mm-hmm. something that you can have mass quantities of because it is your birthday and it's your 21st. People are going to try to get you messed up, and stay away from those pesky shots if you don't want to be barfing and not mm-hmm. having a good time.
By the time you get to the point where Mike and I are, you can almost not kill yourself if you stick to beer.
Absolutely.
Because of the stomach's geography. You
right.
can't have enough beer to really kill yourself. Yeah. Shots are where you go wrong.
Well, what beer would you recommend?
I would recommend Beck's because it is light and it's got a great, great flavor.
Yeah, and the thing is, I just think
and
at this advanced age and all of my horrible experiences and Oscar's horrible experiences with drinking, it'd be nice to wake up on your 21st birthday the day after feeling good.
Nothing in a plastic bottle.
On the 28th.
Something from glass.
On the 28th, Mike Wells turned 45. He's a douchebag, according to his friend Scott. Who says this calls for a douchebag greeting from Oscar, and Mike's friend Bill would like it sponsored by Viagra. So
go ahead, Oscar.
Douchebag then. Greeting for Mike Wells.
And he's Mike Wells.
Yes, turned 45.
Happy birthday, Mike Wells. You know you're a douchebag when you make it all about you.
Sponsored by Viagra.
Thank you. Tony Gonzalez. Hey, we got the tight end.
Wow. Well, he's a great football player or something.
36 on the 28th. He is the brother-in-law of the famous Rennie Rude.
Who may or may not exist.
But she doesn't exist.
He doesn't either.
Keep reading.
He says she's real. He says she toilet papered his house, glued shut the cap on toothpaste, and put a sock full of used cat litter in his sock drawer. Doesn't that sound fake?
It makes me believe in her less.
Yeah, I know.
Makes me believe in her
the
more.
The only time we will get to, of course it makes you, because she's pretty.
That's right. Yeah. She sure is.
All right, very good. Maybe, but
Mike,
I think.
Mike, you shock jock, because she's pretty.
Yes, of course. Or her Facebook picture is pretty.
Well, no, it would be. We would have proof of life by now if she had something, a newspaper, something that said, "Hi, Mike O'Mara Show."
Right.
Something like that.
Yes. Exactly.
It's obviously a fake.
How about by tomorrow, by Showtime tomorrow, Rennie Rude gets to one of us a photograph of her holding today's paper?
Yes.
That's all we require.
Absolutely.
That's not asking a lot.
That's it. We need proof of Rennie Rude's
existence.
It has
to be a decent paper.
For those of you that don't know what we're talking about a picture of an attractive lady who says cool stuff like, hey, I want to cuss and I want to go out and eat everything
and
drink and bone. And she's like trying to, she's very attractive that way to guys.
She looks like
very hot.
She belongs on the cover of a magazine.
And she's a lawyer.
Cute. But she's smart.
And she's a lawyer. Yeah. Well, she's allegedly smart.
Well, no, she probably is either run by some guy that thinks it's a great bit, or it's like Delta Burke.
When eagles are picking up babies, Oscar,
that's right.
We don't
Mike.
Believe anything anymore.
That's right. Mike.
So that's it. Do we have one more letter here? Is this the last letter?
We have a couple of letters of the week you may choose from if you wish.
Okay, here we go.
Letters of the week.
Oh, well, I'll go. Which should I go? The one with the this one? Which one should I go? The right or the left?
I'll go left.
Left. Okay, very good.
Yes.
Thank you. Dear Mike, Rob, Buzz, Oscar, and of course Mark, I must confess, as my sister and I drove to Reno to see you lovely gentlemen, she played a TMOS show in the car. Because she thought it was important, I knew who I was going to see. Yes, prior to Reno, I had no idea who any of you were. In fact, for much of the car ride, I kept asking, okay, so it's Mike, Ron, Carlos, AJ, and Mark.
I'll take Carlos.
She got Mark's name right.
Clearly, I was not a diehard fan, even nor even a fan, for that matter. Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing that. I was just
just a girl looking for a fun weekend getaway with her sister. Since that trip, I have not missed a single episode of TMOS or TRSS. It has literally become the highlight of my day, my biggest source of laughter. My assistant now knows that from 10 a.m. to noon, any bursts of laughter coming from my office are TMOS related. In a nutshell, I might not have been a fan going into Reno, but leaving Reno, I not only became a new fan, but I became a fan for life. That's why we go out in public.
How awesome!
Thank you for doing what you do. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful new year. I look forward to all the fun and exciting things TMOS will bring to 2013. And because it's Christmas time and I don't want to jip anybody, I don't want to rip anybody off, I want to read the other letter.
Oh, yeah, I think you'll be glad. If you don't mind, I think you'll enjoy
from
this
Brian letter. Mayday or Madday.
Can you do it as Jesse Ventura?
Thank you.
No, don't.
It's very touching.
Jimmy, but see, Jimmy Cerrito and Jesse Ventura are the same character.
No, not really.
Sorry, I have to wrap
Jimmy
myself
has
up.
Not yet been a governor.
Thank you for the way you handled the recent tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut. I grew up in Reading, a small rural town which happens to lie immediately south and west of Newtown. I have two sisters who now live in Newtown with a total of four nieces and nephews, ranging in age from 2 to 7. One of my nephews attended Sandy Hook Elementary School. I'm so sorry to hear that. By the grace of God, he was not there last Friday. Despite this, my fiance and I were overcome with emotion. The images of Sandy Hook, a place where we knew as a backdrop to our private family memories, was just too much to see on CNN and Fox News. We quickly instituted a media blackout. This included the Mike O'Mara Show. Wednesday, I decided it was time to begin the process of returning to normal, this including catching up with my favorite podcast. To be honest, I was scared. As I listened to your thoughtful words at the beginning of show 720, my fear quickly subsided. I know it sounds jive, but it was as if a friend was reaching out to me in a moment of despair, telling me exactly what I needed to hear. It meant more to me than you could know. That episode gave me something that had eluded me since Friday morning, an escape. And thank you, Brian, from Warwick, Rhode Island. And that's terrific. And what a nice way to start the show. We can start the show right now.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, young lady, what's your name?
Susan Walker. What's yours?
Mine? Kris Kringle. I'm Santa Claus. Oh, you don't believe that, do you?
Mm-mm. You see, my mother's Mrs. Walker, the lady who hired you.
Oh. What would you like me to bring you for Christmas?
Nothing, thank you.
Oh, come now, you must want something.
Whatever I want, my mother will get for me. If it's sensible and doesn't cost too much, of course.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Shellhammer.
I've made the martinis triple strength, and she feels wonderful. Here, I bet.
Hello? Hello?
No. Oh, dear.
Thank you, darling. Hello?
No, dear. There.
Oh, darling. How silly of me. Hello? Why, we'd love to have Santa Claus come and stay with us. I think it would be simply charming.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live! From the Cabbie Fiverr Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 60 million times, heard in 150 countries worldwide. It is Thursday, December 20th. We are delighted to have you with us. And our show today is brought to you by The Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page. Got the really two more days, right? Tops. Yeah. Two more days right. to
you
get
can
it done.
But here's the deal.
And they're doing, Amazon's doing a killer job getting stuff to people at the last minute.
If you think you're screwed because of shopping, you can order as late as tomorrow.
Right.
So it's not too late. Get your shopping done and get it done at Amazon.
We know, especially in our listening audience, that there are a lot of you that are going to be doing your last minute shopping. And all we ask is one little thing. This is the number one financial driver of this program.
Yes.
To go through Amazon and through the Mike O'Mara Show, through our page to get to Amazon. And that helps
the show. We benefit every time you order any little tiny thing. If you order a paperclip on Amazon and you go through MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's what I ordered yesterday for Carrie.
Thank you.
Paperclip.
And paperclip.
Going to be a special Christmas.
It really is. So, we use it to hang an ornament.
Really, Amazon has special deals on movies and TV shows, video games and books. Great last-minute gifts available at Amazon, too. But go through MikeOMaraShow.com.
Please.
Bookmark it at MikeOMaraShow.com today. Thank you and happy holidays from all of us at our show.
True story. Last Christmas Day, we had someone come over to our house for dinner, not Buzz, and they brought a gift, and we had no gift for them. Carrie stole away to the bedroom and printed out an Amazon gift card that you can do day of Christmas.
Right, yes.
And we had a gift
How
to give
cool
them.
Is that?
So you can shop even on Christmas Day if you have to. Mm-hmm.
I just want to say this, that we really appreciate everybody supporting us year-round on Amazon. And this is the last kick for the year for us to get that done. So with us falling off the fiscal cliff, please go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Be not afraid.
And help us out. We appreciate that. On the program today, sometimes you have to reach out and touch your legislators. And sometimes it...
In an appropriate way?
It works better than it ever could. So
really?
That's interesting on the program today. We'll talk about the video that everybody... We set up yesterday wondering whether it was going to be a hoax or not. It turned out to be that. I'd like to talk about that. You know, it pisses me off for some reason.
Well, sure.
Well, that's just becoming what people do to get amazing amounts of credit. It bothers me. But,
maybe this phone call will cheer you up.
Let me take this phone call first. Hello?
Hi, this is Kenny Loggins. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Kenny. Also on the program today.
He has things to hit records to
all he had.
A moment for somebody else in the room, because I really haven't done it justice this week, but I will give Mark a Redskins moment today.
Oh.
Because I think it needs to be addressed based
on
the fact
time.
That if there is time,
yeah,
it could
that's
run
true.
Out.
How long is a moment? I know a minute is very, very determined.
You'll
how long
notice,
is a moment?
Back 30 seconds. Tops.
So less than a minute.
You'll notice that the hair is not back today. It is combed over to the side.
Much better.
I'm here to have, and I will do this at the front of the show, have a frank discussion on my loss of hair.
To be honest, Mike, when I come in each day and I see your hair, it's like, am I going to get Adam Chandler or Stuart Chandler?
Thank you.
Because you're like an evil twin.
Thanks
I don't know
so
how your hair is going to be.
Stuart, of course, was the slow-witted one.
Yeah, the dim-witted one.
Me! Anyway.
He was the toast of Pine Valley.
Sonogram Day. We're taping
Very
the show
excited.
A little early today. And a TV personality. We had so much fun poking fun at Ann Curry throughout the year that I thought it might be interesting to bring up another one that for some reason just pisses me off for being
really?
On TV.
Really? Same network?
Yeah. Yes, now the same network.
Really?
Now the same network. Recently with our old network, CBS.
Oh,
and,
I think I know what you mean.
The last day. This is the last day, of course. Can we check in with the Maya calendar?
Oh, you know what? Actually, I have a theme for it today.
Okay, very good.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's a crunch time because the 21st, according to the Mayan calendar, end of the world. So let's see how much time we have left, Mike.
One more day until the end of the world.
That is the Maya calendar.
That
they
is scary.
Maya
one more day, Mike.
Tomorrow is the end of the world, Governor.
Yeah, that's all we got left. And for those of you who missed it, let's do a reset. This is the Maya calendar, Mike, okay?
Tomorrow is the end of the world, Jack Cassidy.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
How nice.
Even a glimmer of doubt in your mind that something bad's going to go down tomorrow?
You never know. I'm open-minded.
Nothing.
And
I wish.
Could happen any
course,
day.
Nothing's
going to happen.
I saved all my receipts.
That's drama.
Yeah.
Drama? Hey, save the drama.
But I turned on the news and I was like, typical.
I know.
I'm really enjoying those weather forecasts on Facebook with tomorrow being 1,000 degrees.
Oh, you know, they were really funny. They were even funnier 3 months ago when I started to see them.
Speaking of the internets.
Yeah.
And I will get to the thinning hair. I know I said I was going to talk about that
back.
First.
You're going to run out of time, Mike.
Get it pushing it back.
Yeah, literally.
I keep combing it over.
Mike,
I don't see it from here, but I got to get a top side view.
Here's the thing. I get my hair cut from my lovely lady down the street.
Nice.
Rob goes to $5.95 haircut. I go to...
Which ironically costs $6.
I go to a cheap place to get my hair cut. And it was pointed out to me that I've noticed that right through here,
I'm gonna get close to you.
I'm gonna show it to you.
Yeah,
it's thin. It's gotten thinner.
Yeah.
It's thin.
Well, who wants
here.
Fat hair?
It's thin. And now I don't know whether it's the haircut or whether it's the hair getting thin. But you see,
Oscar is moving in for a closer look.
Doesn't that look thin to you?
Oh wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's thin.
But
it's thin.
I'm feeling
so
very uncomfortable.
I am here to tell you this. I'm here to tell
hot.
You this. I am going to get... All right, we're starting with the hair, then I'll get on to
all
the...
Right,
the
make sure you allow enough time for the other topics, Mike, because, you know, time is very finite. Time
Jesus,
is very fleeting.
Mr. Wow. Agenda.
It we'll is be right only on. Five more left for Christmas shopping. 5 days left to fill the stocking. 5 days left for Christmas shopping. Only got 5 days more.
The show returns in a moment.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Only five okay. shopping days till
right.
Christmas.
All right. Thank you.
Don't say we didn't warn you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Comb your hair.
So what I may be doing today really is, so you confirm that there is a thinness up there.
To be honest with you, I've never noticed it before.
No, well, I don't see it from here.
It's hard to see when you're straight on.
Is the forehead.
The forehead.
Yes. Yeah.
And what it is, it's not like it's receding as much as it's just thinning up in the front. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking today I'm not going to do your route, but I am going to go with a buzz kind of cut. I'm going to go with a short haircut because I'm done.
That's going to accentuate it.
Yeah, you won't want to.
You're not
do
doing
that.
A comb over. Don't be paranoid. You look really. I like your hair exactly like it is right now.
You look great.
Carla if said, you do a buzz cut, you're going to look like a three stooge.
Carla said, when I go back with
a
it.
A three stooge.
When I go back with it, she said, here's what she said to me. This is the fresh one today. I said, well, you made the show today. She said, you look like your 92-year-old mother with my hair going back. Now, my mother's got 92-year-old hair,
right.
which gets really wispy and thin towards the end.
Right.
And no offense to my dear mom, who loves her hair and still takes care of it and gets her hair done all
she's
the time.
She's 92.
So she's 92 and reads 50 Shades of Grey and all that good stuff. But I will tell you this, that I have a decision to make as to how I do this. I am not.
Sure.
I don't like the combing from the side because I hate looking at that.
Do you feel you are trying to outwit us somehow when you do that?
No. I've never done a comb over in my life. Yeah. I got point. Eric, Jimmy's right-hand man, Eric EQ, looks at me the other night when we were in the bar, and he goes, it's not working. And I'm like, what do you mean? It's
good.
Not working. Your hair comb over. And then I got paranoid.
It's not a comb over.
And I started looking
at
it.
Don't listen to him.
I would tell you if it looked bad.
Well, I'll see what happens today.
I like it just like it is. Yeah, don't freak out. Don't do anything rash.
We'll see. You'll know tomorrow.
Have you tried any over-the-counter
Rogaine,
or prescription?
Not going that route. If I lose my hair, I'm accepting it, and I'm cutting it short like Rob does. That's what I'm doing.
You'll be happy with that.
I think I believe you look.
Don't go comically short. Go to like a quarter and maybe leave a little more on top. You
right.
know, you like when Robert does like a John Cena thing.
Little crew cut type of thing.
Yeah. Keep your hair.
Before you do that, make sure that you look at those pictures of when you shaved your head.
Yeah.
You did that cancer benefit.
Before you do anything rash.
Is that you weighing in on the negative with
that? Yeah, well, just, you know, this way you know what to expect and maybe you won't like it.
Yeah, because the Mars rover had some exploring to do. And I think it's busy right now.
Should I maybe upgrade the hair thing? Maybe go to a real
A stylist.
Not that this young lady is not a professional, but go to
you should at least try because they, if you're candid with them and you say, because I, as you know, I grew up in a beauty salon.
Yes,
and I'm proud of that.
That's what it is.
There.
That's right.
There would be gentlemen that would come in and say, look, this is I'm kind of thinning my hair, and she says, I've got the perfect haircut for you. Mm-hmm.
Where would I go for that?
You could go to any salon around in this area. Well, you wouldn't have to go anywhere far. You just can't go to the hair cutter.
And pop for, because I need a little trim, because it's gotten a little shaggy.
So do I.
And I'm going to, we all do.
Hey.
So I'll let you know tomorrow. You'll see the result tomorrow. I'm going to do something today.
After
the sonogram, I'm going to do that.
But you have to tell them ahead of time.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell them, this is what I'm looking for.
I think I'm thinning on top. I know what kind of haircut's going to look.
You think,
Don't do anything rash.
I will not do it, but it doesn't matter. I've shaved my head. I'm comfortable cue ball bald. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
You shouldn't be.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. He's right. Listen to him.
Very good. all right. Next topic, because I want to get to this.
No matter what, you're
going to
look great.
This is really important.
It is.
From the internet yesterday, and a story that was all over the local news and made some national news, Virginia, with all its bona fide purple state status, should make for an interesting place to watch the gun debate this year. Senator Mark Warner has already come out in favor of the assault weapon ban. Governor McDonnell did not, but suggested the possibility of teachers being armed in the classroom, which Representative Jerry Connolly said was outrageous. So this has been politicized. It is a political debate.
Sure.
We are having this.
By the way, our governor could not have looked any more comfortable than when they showed him in the audience at wrestling last night.
Boy,
did he want to be anywhere but there.
Now, Delegate Bob Marshall, giving McDonald's suggestions some muscle and has submitted a bill that would require Virginia schools to have an armed staff. Mm-hmm. To be clear, Marshall's legislation wouldn't allow just teachers with a concealed carry permit to bring them into a classroom, but would require school districts to designate staff to do so. These kind of laws are being proposed all over the nation. As part of the legislation, the Department of Criminal Justice Services would certify that designated staff carry these weapons. He said, quote, this is a very modest proposal. Right. That's what he said on Fox News. Shocker, sure. That's where he went.
Seems moderate on Fox.
Where modest goes to die.
Why do you call 911? Because you want someone with guns to come and defend you. Well, I couldn't disagree with that more. I call 911 if I have an issue and I'd like the police to come and blue lights to be outside.
Qualified.
But I don't
people.
Really and perceive of the
I
gun.
Sometimes I call 911 when someone's already dying. It's not always about getting someone shot. Sometimes it's about saving a life.
Marshall is no stranger to controversial stances. In May, he tried to block the appointment of an openly gay lawyer as general district court judge and was the author of the state's personhood bill last year. But it looks like he will have some support on this proposal, the Post reported. So I read this, and it just pisses me off because everybody knows my politics. I'm, you know, I'm for gun control.
Sure.
I'd like to see some intelligent dialogue, and I'd like to see us all get together. So I'm reading this, and I'm just going, man, I see it's Prince William County. He's a delegate from Prince William County.
Wow.
Not my area of Prince William County, but he's a delegate from Prince William County.
Right.
So I said, you know, I'll log just a statement, not anything nasty. Just say I disagree with you, and I really don't think this is the right way to go, and I really would hope that you would consider all angles for this legislation.
You're being proactive.
Right.
But more Americans should do this.
You should contact even your smallest legislator. Yeah, this is a local delegate.
And, I sent mine a Christmas card. Does that count?
So I put a call into his office.
Okay.
And I didn't call his office.
Mm-hmm.
I called his phone.
Ooh, wow.
And he answered it.
Wow.
You're kidding.
On the third ring.
You'd be surprised.
And I had a conversation with the guy.
Does he know of you?
And I don't know, but I told him exactly who I was.
Did you introduce yourself as Radio's Mike O'Mara?
I said, you might. Hello, this is Jack Cassidy.
That he knew.
But I had a conversation with the guy, and it became apparent during the conversation, he's not going to change his stand at all. He's not going to really take, you know, what I have to say to heart.
Right.
There was never that discussion. It was really more he explained why he was doing what he was doing, and I explained to him why I disagree with it.
Did you
and
leave you know it what? Satisfied?
I'll tell you what I gave him credit for. I gave him credit for the fact that he's got a phone number.
It's accessible.
That you can call and answer. I called the other guy that's my actual delegate, Jackson Miller, who had an office, and I got a secretary, and I said, and she wouldn't even allow me to leave a voicemail.
Right? Oh,
so it obviously, this is a guy. Seriously, you want to know Jackson Miller, the impression that I got on my Virginia delegate, I got the impression that young lady that you have answering your phones is there so you don't have to get voicemails.
Right.
That's the impression I got. And it couldn't have come through any more clearly.
And I bet that's pretty typical.
But I left a message saying that I was against this legislation. And you know what? It, to me, was satisfying. But there are a lot of people right now that have conflicting viewpoints. A lot of people are talking about this issue.
Yes.
They still can't figure that fiscal cliff crap out.
Right.
But it was pretty amazing to get on the line and speak to a legislator. That's all
that's
I wanted to
cool,
say.
That's cool, though. That's a good story. I like that.
A quick thought. I was able to. My dad's back in town, so.
How's he feeling, by the way?
He looks good. He's getting old. It's kind of sad to see.
Yeah.
Is it too much? What's
so
his age?
He's 73 now, I think.
Wow. That's the new 63, though.
Yeah, but
you know what I call that?
What's that?
Middle school.
Yeah. You know, it's.
I get it.
It's strange because. And I think you just go through this, and since he just came from Latin America, it's a little colder, but I'm so used to, you remember your father the way you remember him, you know?
Yeah.
And when he was going through chemo, and he's still in remission, thank God.
Good.
But it was just, you saw him so weak, so I saw him bounce back in such a way that now I think he's just acting his age. But I'm concerned just a little bit about it, just because, you know, it's kind of sad to see your parents get old. That's
it is. Always. That's the way it goes.
Did he also seem disappointed in the way you looked?
No. We got a chance to sit down. We do table topics. We talked about what happened in Newtown, and he mentioned to me.
And you should explain that table topics is something from your youth.
Yes,
you
used we to just have to talk about current
at
events.
Dinner. Yeah,
and we haven't caught up in forever. And he said, Oscar, the one thing I can't help but think about, and I know this will never happen, and my dad's a bleeding liberal, but he said, everybody that has, for the majority of people that have committed these type of crimes have been in, under 21 or in their mid-20s.
Early 20s.
In their early 20s. Mm-hmm. He goes, what if you couldn't own a firearm or handle one until you were older? Like,
say 30.
You know what? I
said, I've never thought about that.
Isn't that neat? And there's, you know, there are lots on from every corner.
Yes.
There's some really interesting
ideas
coming out.
Is there an age cap right now?
For guns?
Yeah.
I think you'll be 18, right?
I have no idea.
Without a parent's
I'm not educated.
To get a permit, but if you're a kid who lives in a house who, with parents who have licenses and guns, then they take you out and teach you to shoot. You have access.
I saw those kids with their parents.
I mean,
parents
you know, it's a whole big deal, like out in the hunt country, you know, where people are hunting, where they take their 9-year-old out to shoot a weapon. And who knows? I think maybe that should be addressed as well.
I've never heard this kid knew how to shoot.
We all know that.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. That he said that these maybe because you don't see like 30 somethings. Like, as of late,
not as much,
that they're going out and doing this.
Pretty amazing. Let's take a break. When we come back, we will continue with the show, talk a little bit about the sonogram and more fun and more thrills. And Mark Ronick wants a minute. We'll give him that minute right after this.
Christmas time, there's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. We talk about it all the time. It's Wait Not. They changed your year, didn't they?
Good God. Changed my life. Changed my life, Mike.
Now until Christmas, there's a real special for everybody listening to this show from Wait Not. As a special gift to our listeners, get $100 off your Wait Not program. Wait Not. It's the best gift you can ever give yourself. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in.
Do it today.
And, Rob's TV commercial, hopefully in 2013 will be all over the
heard,
nation, right?
We've heard rumors that the national buy has been placed. Right. So, look, I'm guessing probably the Super Bowl. Watch the Super Bowl.
Sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
A Super Bowl ad.
Yeah, I think so.
Wouldn't that be something if you were on a Super Bowl ad?
Yes, and I said, I love football.
The strategies are in place from Wait Not, and once you learn how to eat the Wait Not way, you can eat that way all year round.
Well, rest of your life, Mike.
And really do a fantastic job, and you eat well, and you eat real.
And you
That's
feel
one
better.
Of the things I
feel
love
better
about Wait
all
Not.
The time.
855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. I want to talk about Sonogram Thursday. That's
It's my new favorite promotion.
Sonogram Thursday.
Sonogram Thursday.
I will be jetting out of the show a little early today to go down to the OBGYN's office for the first sonogram.
Nervous excitement.
Is Carla getting one too?
Yes, she's getting one too.
I think it's great that everybody gets one.
We're going to be on side by side tables. That's what it's going to be. You wanted a minute. What do you want a minute for?
I do, Rob. Can you bring up the Skype, please?
Yeah, you got it.
Mike, I actually alluded to this yesterday to you after the show. I have a guest we didn't talk about. About this,
okay,
and where I'm expecting him to pick up.
Right. Hello,
take it away, Mark.
Okay, do you want? Let's just say it from 98 Rockets, Josh Spiegel.
Josh Spiegel,
oh, yes.
Hi, Spiegel.
Okay. Hey, how's it going?
How are you, Josh? How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing very well. It's a lovely day in Baltimore.
Hey, Josh, I understand that you've actually, being an obvious Jew, you have created something very special for the Christmas holiday.
Yes, I have. It's a giant Jewish condom.
Oh,
wait, I did not see Mark. Wow. Mark, you didn't tell me that. You indicated it.
I had no idea.
That's awesome.
I had no idea.
I'm sorry. That's something else. We created a Christmas album, a Josh Spiegel Christmas album.
Oh my God! Wow, I'm excited just at the very prospect of this.
Do you sing, Josh?
You know, I love to sing. I have been singing since I was a little boy, and I actually can carry a tune. It's very interesting, and we put together Greg the Douche, one of our producers.
I'm aware of Greg, yes. How is Greg the Douche? Anyway, he's a wonderful lad. I'm very, very fond of your whole support staff up at 98 Rock. How is Greg the Douche doing?
He's good.
Very
good. Annoying as hell, but he's good.
All right. And
I have some tracks.
Oh, you have a track?
Ready to go? Yeah.
Wow.
Rob, can you bring up my iPad?
Spiegel, you didn't, I didn't know, not to say that there's some sort of Hollywood show business conspiracy going
or
on.
Banking,
here.
Too.
You didn't slip Mark Ronick any cash to promote this, did you?
Me?
Yeah. Really, Mike, look who you're talking to.
From one Jew to another.
That's right, he wouldn't do
that.
Hey,
before you play those tracks, Josh, this is Oscar. We got a chance to work together in Baltimore. And I didn't think, you know, years later that you'd be a recording artist. You'd be I knew that you were going to be somewhat successful at radio, and you have been. You've actually done so well for yourself. But recording an album is a big deal. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, and I don't remember you, but I appreciate the comment. What did you say? Your name is Oscar?
I love it.
Okay, let's hear a cut from... What's the title of the album, Spiegel?
I'm sorry. What was that?
What is it? I just need you to focus for a couple more.
He was laughing at his own joke.
A couple more seconds here. Well. What is the name of your album?
The name of the album is, let me make something up right now. It's A Jewish Christmas.
A Jewish Christmas. Josh Spiegel from the 98 Rock Morning Show with Mickey, Amelia, and Spiegel. This is the newsman extraordinaire from Baltimore. Let's listen to a brief cut.
Dropping the needle.
I like the Mariah Carey tune. Let's listen.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
It's in his style.
I don't care about the presents.
Got a big voice.
Underneath the Christmas tree.
I like it.
I just want you for my own.
True.
More than you could ever know.
Perfect pitch.
Make my wish come true.
Oh, this is wonderful.
All I Thank want you. For Christmas.
I'm going to take it to the hook, of course.
Yeah.
Is you.
That's just incredible, Spiegel.
How? Want a lot for Christmas.
Well, and it goes on like that. Ladies and gentlemen,
it sure does. Phenomenal.
It's
great,
Josh Spiegel. Spiegel from the 98 Rock Morning Show in 2013. I hope I get a chance to come up and hang out with you guys again, Josh.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you so much. I'd love to. And Oscar, I do remember you, by the way.
And Josh, any, any parting words for our listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show? Any final 2012 greetings to people? Anything you want to pass along? Here's your chance. Go ahead, Josh.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, Mike. I appreciate it. So many people to thank, guys. Like to thank Greg the Douche for producing the album. I'd like to thank Mike Romero. I'd like to.
Well, we've obviously caught him by surprise here, and he's not prepared.
No,
and I know he's very busy.
Yes. Certainly caught me by surprise.
Yes, that's true.
I just like to thank Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
A fellow. Josh, say hello to Mickey, to Amelia, to Greg the Douche, to Scott the producer, everybody up there, and of course to your fearless leader up there, Mr. Dave Hill. Please say, in 2012, thanks for the low ball offer. I appreciate that. Take care, Josh. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye,
Happy
Spiegel.
Hanukkah. Happy New Year, Spiegel.
Thank you. Same to you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Spiegel. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen.
And Mike, I should say that this CD... Whoa.
Yes.
This CD, it's a charity thing, and it's going to 98 Rock and Recovery.
Yeah, very good. Very That's nice. Awesome. That's
so talented, he was stolen from the Big O and Duke show in Baltimore. Literally stolen.
Corded. His voice is not what I anticipated, but a little bit like what I thought it might be.
Yeah, he has made me laugh for a long, long time.
Nice tone.
Very interesting dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What you hear is what you get.
Yeah. But kind guy.
That's great.
Really very kind guy, but don't piss him off. That's anyway.
He's got a Dexter streak.
All I know is, you know, when I got tapped into that is when I was up there sitting in with Mickey and Amelia, and I watched Mickey say something that might have rubbed him the wrong way, and then Mickey, like for the last hour of the show, during the commercial breaks, would look over at Spiegel and go, "You okay?" And then that's when I said, "Ooh, maybe this." But, you know, news guys. Sensitive.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Always have been. But anyway, so before we get out of here, it's Sonogram Day. I'm heading out today.
Say it right, Mike. Sonogram Thursday.
Sonogram Thursday. And I just want to tell Carla, I love you. I'm looking forward to this. And it's a special day.
Sure is.
Can't believe I'm doing this at my age. It's a trip.
When you had your first kids.
It's trippy.
Now, when you had your first kids, did they have sonograms?
No, Rob.
They would take x-rays.
They use sonar.
No, they'd actually do a probe.
They'd
really?
Yes.
Thump the belly.
Not really.
It was like choosing
they had sonograms, for Christ's sake.
But have you
now I sound like Josh Spiegel.
You can buy one at the Apple store now, a sonogram machine.
A sonogram machine.
It's like $3,000.
It's called iBaby.
You're
I swear
crap.
To God, you can buy a portable sonogram machine.
Well, of course, because you want to take it on the go.
Are you kidding me?
When you go to your douchebag parties.
You're going to go out and buy it?
No, I don't have the money to buy it.
Yeah.
$3,000?
$3,000 to $5,000, depending on
the month. But we could have run the show at a regular time today and just done the sonogram here.
But I thought the sonograms are, you know, you should be under the supervision of a medical professional.
And you also need to buy a quart of eye jelly.
The jelly.
Jelly.
The jellies.
Go to the jelly drawer.
You could just use, like, analyze or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Carrie's doctor
anything
did.
That makes it smooth.
I think now, it's meant for doctors maybe that go to do home visits.
What's that?
It has to have saline in it. It has to be, you know, salty so that they can duck.
Is that
so
it?
So they can see inside the
How
belly.
Did you know that? How the hell do you know these things?
I just
things?
Know medical stuff.
You're into really? Some kinky stuff, yeah, Burbank.
Well, his wife works in a doctor's office,
sorry.
Too.
So
allegedly.
He probably gets that from her.
I didn't know there were videos like that.
Okay, so sonogram, I'll, you know, I'm sharing that with you because I'm doing it today.
I'll send you a link.
I'm not going to share every single tiny little thing.
Have
but
they
I just
determined
wanna...
that it's going to only be a single birth and not a multiple birth?
They don't. They have not determined
that. Because that would be determined today if there could be twins.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there would have been, I think, a lot of morning sickness if there were going to be twins.
It could be anything.
Oh, really, doctor?
Yeah, a lot of.
What are you, a medical professional or something like that?
Yeah,
what's there would be a lot of morning sickness?
Oftentimes.
So does that mean that the Princess of Wales or what's her name?
That was the speculation.
Kate Middleton is going to have.
They haven't shared details with us, but that's right. the speculation.
Also, so we don't know today. Morning sickness also is indicative of a female birth a lot of times. Oh, so since she's been feeling well.
There has been no morning
sickness. I've also heard. Sorry. If there's morning, heavy drinking's involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a lot of morning sickness over the years.
Yes.
But mine doesn't necessarily manifest itself in, like, vomiting. It's just curled up in the fetal position, having a great deal of need for water.
Yes.
My new least favorite television personality. Her name, she is now on NBC on the Today Show.
I know who it's going to be.
Who?
Blondie.
No.
The blonde one?
Nope.
No, really?
Erica Hill.
Oh, I don't know.
I call her the Ice Princess.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Erica Hill has this persona that she's created for herself. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. She might be a very nice person in private life, but she has this Ice Queen, cold stare, serious. She used to be on the CBS Morning Show. They booted her off of that, and then they sapped her right up at the misguided Today Show.
The Island of Misfit Toys.
And she just has this... it's bad enough. I agree with the townspeople of Newtown. Mm-hmm. Get the F out of their town.
Right. Yeah.
It's over now. Stop it. Get the TV trucks out of there. You don't need to be there anymore.
But
you really don't need to be there anymore.
I can't believe there's still a presence. Yesterday, Brian Williams during the Nightly News said that they're not in at least their crew wasn't in Newtown because out of respect to the families and the community.
Well, Erica Hill was there for the Today Show this morning. Mm-hmm. So she's up there, but she's just got this way of, you know, there's something about her. So I welcome everybody's feedback.
It's an ice princess.
Let me know. Yeah. It's kind of the ice queen.
She doesn't seem human. Whereas Ann Curry's tried to make herself seem too human.
That's it, Rob.
The truth lies in the middle. It lies in the middle. Be professional, but be human.
You know, I've seen Ann Curry, I think, come back toward the middle. She's being less dramatic, less sappy.
She wants her job back.
Some of the things that we hated most about her, she sees somebody, the word apparently got back to her from somebody.
She's not as sleepy.
Right.
Well, she's also not doing human interest stuff. She's a correspondent, so she goes around and she does her little
talking
thing.
In the sad voice.
Who was it?
Anymore.
Engel that was kidnapped in Syria?
Yeah, Richard Engel.
Richard Engel. Right. There's, I think tonight on NBC, there's going to be a special which I'm going to watch because this guy. I mean, 5 days. Uh-huh. You know, we don't even take into account what that must have been.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. They did fake shootings of these guys. Mm-hmm. They were taken
they
out.
Saw a real shooting.
Every time that they were taken out there, they would, you know, they would not know whether they were going to be executed or not. I really would like
it's
to hear
gonna
about
It's going to be a great NBC
story.
Special. It's 40 minutes with Richard Engel and 20 minutes of Eat This, Not That.
That guy.
I hate him.
You hate him like I do.
I hate him, too.
Let me see. Real quickly, where are we going? Holidays coming up. Where are you going, Mark Ronick?
I will be going to New York to visit some family there.
Very cool. Where are you going, Rob Spiewak?
Staying right here. As a matter of fact, the Burbanks will be having Christmas dinner at my house.
Very cool. Yeah. Where are you going?
Pittsburgh, and I'll be there for 5 days looking to do a listener meetup.
You're sticking around town?
Staying here, going to work on the WTNT show.
Very cool. And I am going to be going to... Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Cranking out commercials.
So it's a working vacation
for
you.
Going to make sure we're ready.
That's good. Okay.
You
buy that?
Rest.
No. It'd be nice to rest at home and do that.
I will be staying here and then heading down to sunny Florida on Christmas Day. praying that that everybody is not going to be on the road. We got lucky last year. Yeah, hopefully, yeah, we'll get lucky
and
this year.
And I say this, if for some reason your plans change, or if anyone's plans change, anyone in this room is welcome to my house for Christmas dinner. I would love to have
you. Cool. What are you cooking up for a Christmas dinner?
We do like almost like the Thanksgiving thing over again, so I don't cook that. I got a 21-pound turkey.
And when does everybody get naked?
21 pounds.
We'll stuff the turkey, but not with bread.
Is that couple that you swing with coming over?
Is the Pilates instructor coming?
Yes, they are.
She was at Quench.
Yes, she was.
Jessica. Yeah.
And John.
With a sweater dress on.
I didn't notice.
Oh, boy.
Everyone knows.
So it was wonderful. Well, it's a compliment. Jesus Christ.
I hate
it. And can we quote you?
We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's Magic Audio Ball right after this, and then I got to get out of here. Thank you. This Christmas song was sung by a guy who was a bit of an a-hole.
Yes.
Yeah. Burl Ives, ladies and gentlemen.
I can always remember Frank Murphy saying, would you sing a few bars of A Holly Jolly Christmas? And he just said, no.
Nope. He gives him a compliment. He said, could we get a few bars of Holly Jolly? Nope. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by The Man Great.
The best.
Yeah.
Oscar Santana calls it muy bueno.
I do.
One of 2012's best grilling accessories. This makes me think of my Santa bit for tomorrow. But I won't talk about it because it'll ruin the bit.
Yeah, that's pander, right. Mike.
We call it one of the year's best holiday gifts. The Man Grate is 100% made in America cast iron, so you get real steakhouse grill marks. Now I'm reading the commercial. I'm thinking about the bit, and it's making me laugh.
Good.
All right, sorry.
Don't show your hands.
Seal in the juices for that great steakhouse flavor. The Man Grate, just $19.99 when you order through the banner.
Not only does it come with a grill brush, but it's a grill brush that's emblazoned with the Mike O'Mara Show logo.
Hey, you're giving it a regular sell for a change.
And you know what's great about it?
What?
The bristles are engaged in such a way in the wood that not only do they stay put, they're great for applying saline-based gel when you get a sonogram.
Thank you very much. Order through us, and you also get the grill brush Rob mentioned. Give the grilling grate that's changing the way America grills. Give the Man Grate, and every time you order a Man Grate, Oscar gets another hole in his stomach.
Gets his wings.
We're very, very happy.
He gets his wings.
Thank you.
Let's open it up for Thursday, December 20th. And before we do that, we have to get the phone here.
Who's calling
Hello?
Now?
Merry Christmas, groovy listeners. This is Smokey Robinson. Have a super happy Christmas and a most successful coming year.
The Smokey Robinson sounds like the Black Tony Bennett.
Yeah, I think, you know what?
Hey, groovy listeners, it's Tony Bennett. Hey, it's Smokey Robinson.
I think that's how we, that's probably how they should have sold him in the 60s.
I saw my Mickey Santa Claus, then I saw something on my little...
Anyway. When I left yesterday, you were listening to this tape and laughing.
Okay.
It's a guy named Steve Malden. And it has been on the internet and swapped on cassettes apparently for years, known as the worst version of Oh Holy Night ever recorded.
This is so funny.
And there's a backstory that I won't trouble you with, but he is a choir director type guy.
Okay.
And he was trying to settle a bet that he could sing as high as the register required for an arrangement that was mailed to them on tape.
Okay.
And this is how it came out. Mike, as much as you want of it.
Oh, holy night. Stars are brightly shining.
Very close.
It is
this is
night.
This is a choir director.
Yeah, but he's not doing his best.
You see, his name is Josh Spiegel.
It? He's not faking it. He's in a key that's not his key. So
that doesn't Young matter.
So maybe he is faking it. I don't know.
In sin and error.
There's a 9-minute video explaining it that I bailed on.
And the soul bells.
It doesn't matter if it's not in his it's key. If he is a choir director, he has the pitch where he should be. It's terrible. Okay, I can't listen to it anymore.
All right, sorry about that.
Pan off a bat. It's horrible.
Has anyone become more relevant for no better reason than George Takei?
George Takei has had a present. He has used social networking to keep his career alive, much like a person I know.
He has the best post on Facebook,
yeah,
in my
does.
Opinion.
Terrific
he, someone predicted that in 3 years, 1 in 3 posts on Facebook will be stolen from George Takei's wall.
I believe it.
And he did a video yesterday, and here are some highlights from it. It's called 50 Shades of Takei,
okay,
where he is reading from 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, funny as hell.
Here is the introduction.
My friend Gilbert Gottfried recorded a promotion for 50 Shades of Grey, the best-selling erotic novel. Many fans insisted I'd enjoy a special connection to the book and that I ought to do an audio narration for it. I was intrigued, so I grabbed a copy to see what all the fuss was about.
And here is now George Takei, television Sulu, to read from the hit novel, 50 Shades of Grey.
Over my stomach, between my thighs, with his long-fingered hands.
Oh,
oh my.
Oh, my.
I tilt my head back, my eyes rolling to the back of my head, my mouth slack, and I groan. The pressure is building slowly, inexorably, inside me.
That's it. I
oh,
can't
my.
Okay, enough. Really?
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, got time for a couple more for me.
So well spoken.
Just want a taste of part two?
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Let's hear part
skin
two.
Skin against skin, moving slowly at first, easily. Testing me, pushing me. Oh my. Grabbing my upper thighs, he forces my legs apart. I groan loudly, oh, feeling his tongue circling my clits. Oh my.
All right, are the oh my's his own?
Oh, yes.
My,
oh,
my, my.
Oh, my.
Oh my.
Well, that's his catchphrase. That's his you look marvelous.
Oh my.
So that's George Takei. You can find that on the YouTube. And there's also a special guest appearance by Mr. Takei.
Oh, Mr. Takei. That's wonderful.
Whoever his live-in guy is.
Brad. His life partner.
Yeah. Brad, very handsome.
Brad.
Same,
just like you, your live-in partner is Brad.
My lover, Brad.
That's right.
I love.
Let me just say, you know, we don't say shout out to Brad during your best buddy during the Christmas season. Let me give a shout out to Brad.
Okay.
Thanks, Brad.
You be nice.
Whoa! Oh, that was a little sensitive.
Just be nice. Okay. I love
he'll
when things... yeah, for your own safety.
See you later.
Be nice. I like when someone takes an idea that would never occur to anyone in real life and makes it happen. This is a comedy group called Fortress of Attitude, and they take the Christmas song Carol of the Bells, and they do it entirely with new lyrics that are all names of comedians.
All right.
This is called The Carol of the Comedians,
oh, I like
Mike.
Yeah.
Howie Mandel and Dave Chappelle, Louis C.K., Andrew Dice Clay, Jeff Foxworthy and Bill Cosby, Norm MacDonald, Robert Schimmel, Cheech Chong, Cheech Chong, Jerry Schenling and Alan King, Eddie Murphy, Dana Carvey, Richard Byers, John Oliver, Sam Kinison, and Steve Martin, Andy Goldman, and Mark Marin, Martin Lawrence, and Freddie Prinze, Ray Romano, and Margaret Cho, Paula Tompkins, Robin Williams, Jerry Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld, Ryan Bose, Jim Gaffigan, Eddie Griffin, and Colin.
Wow.
Nice.
Awesome.
Good stuff. That's
very good. And we close. I think Conan is taking a page from Letterman's book, showing up to work with laryngitis.
Oh, really?
So enjoy Conan O'Brien's voice here as he talks about really what is maybe the coldest cold case I've ever heard of in my life.
Historians now think that the ancient Egyptian pharaoh Ramses III, who ruled 3,000 years ago, was actually murdered. Yeah. Police are currently questioning the prime suspect, Larry King. No, back then he was Larry King Tut.
That is your magic audio bomb. Merry Christmas, Rob. Everybody.
Job, thanks Rob. A lot. The boys will take it home, and we'll see you tomorrow with another one. I'll be back with the sonogram results tomorrow. If I'm having twins, I will definitely let you know.
Please call me tonight.
Good luck.
And good luck. Give fun. Carl our love.
We'll
see
be
you
right
tomorrow.
Back with Buzz and News right after this, everybody.
You guys know what time it is. All been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clarence, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many. Not many. You guys in trouble out here. Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry.
I don't mind playing extra of that
thank
record.
You.
Mark, check the headphones. I turned them down four notches.
Please,
they should
thanks.
Be fine for you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Good luck to Mike and Carla at the sonogram.
Exciting day for
them. And if you can hit the thing, thank you.
You're welcome.
Go to Buzz now. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, guys. The news today brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show 2013 VIP packages.
Oh, it's great.
Enhance your VIP-ness.
Doesn't it
enjoy
show?
All our bonus shows, including the video on demand feeds, plus the live video feed of our weekly show. And it's all now available for your mobile devices. Some packages also come with a DVD of our Reno show and our Gabe Strine animated series. The 2013 yearly subscriptions are available right now at MikeOmeraShow.com. A great gift for yourself or others. Just click on the word bonus at the top left-hand side of our homepage. That's the Mike O'Mara Show 2013 VIP package.
Thank you, Bart.
Thank you. Oh, it's you know what? I bet this is another holiday call.
Maybe it's Mike.
It could be Mike. Let's see.
Yeah, maybe a check.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. It's Oscar Santana from the Mike O'Mara Show. Merry Christmas and Feliz Navidad from your foreign friend. Ciao, ciao.
Wow.
Wait, nice.
How did you do
you're
that?
You're right here.
Well, I cut a record a couple years ago.
You and Josh Spiegel.
I sent it out.
Apparently easy to get on the show with that.
I couldn't be any more surprised.
They put up 26.
You okay, bud?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Thing flip you out?
He's flabbergasted.
We've got to make a transition here.
Take a breath.
They put up 26 Christmas trees in Newtown, Connecticut this week to honor the 20 children and 6 adults who were killed in America's latest gun massacre. The days leading up to Christmas are now filled with funerals in Newtown, and life hasn't been made any easier, as Mike mentioned, by the cameras and reporters. No media signs have popped up everywhere, with townspeople saying, enough is enough. Or to quote another guy, leave us the F alone. The one-lane roads have been cluttered with satellite trucks and cameras. Many reporters are now withdrawing as much as possible, trying to minimize the circus atmosphere. But some reporters have been ringing doorbells, looking for interviews. One little boy gets frightened every time the doorbell rings. He thinks the gunman he escaped last Friday has finally found him. The rest of us are still coping with the latest gun massacre. They were talking about it at a barber shop in Wentzville, Missouri, Tuesday. A customer told the barber he would have liked to have killed the shooter before the shooter could have killed himself. The barber misheard the remark on the other side of that loud electric clipper and answered, "You want to murder me?" And with that, the barber went to his car, got his pistol, and fired 3 shots at his customer. Fortunately, he missed that guy and everyone else, and now faces gun charges.
The barber keeps the gun in the blue fluid.
State law requires it. Well, it's a health regulation.
You don't want to make anyone sick with your bullets.
Exactly. Nashville, a concerned parent who is also a Marine staff sergeant with a gun, is now standing guard at his kid's elementary school, which otherwise has no security. Mm. Other parents say his presence does make them feel more secure. And in Beloit, Wisconsin, a man dressed in camouflage fatigues was arrested for trying to enter an elementary school there. The man, who was not armed, says he was there to test school security.
I like that since the shooting, Mark has stopped wearing camouflage.
Yeah,
I think that's a nice move, Mark.
In this day and age.
He was captain of the Rigo Rangers.
Many Americans, meanwhile, are mourning the possible loss of certain guns. The Bushmaster assault rifle that killed 20 first graders is selling like iPhones. As some stores pull this tool of war off their shelves, those who feel they need it are stocking up. The gun violence panel assembled by President Obama and led by Vice President Biden starts its work today by talking with law enforcement officials from around the country. The panel's been instructed to have its recommendations ready within a month in time for the president's State of the Union speech. Meanwhile, the president's already called on the new incoming Congress to take timely action once it hears these recommendations. Quoting the president, "The fact that this problem is complex can no longer be an excuse for doing nothing."
Right.
More Republican members of Congress, meanwhile, are speaking out against changes in the nation's gun laws. But in Florida, there's now a bill that would limit that state's controversial Stand Your Ground law. That's where we are so far with this topic.
Okay.
And that brings us to the fiscal cliff talks. The public posturing continues, and it looks grim. I know, Oscar, you were talking about this earlier. Don't be too disheartened. I mean, we're all right to be pissed off that they've jerked us around this long and that spending has been suppressed because nobody knows what happens. That sucks. Nobody disagrees how much that sucks. If it's any encouragement at all, what we're hearing from the inside, as opposed to what you're hearing publicly, is that they are very, 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 very close. And some of the posturing that you're hearing is what we talked about before. Boehner's got to jump through certain hoops, for example,
I'd love to see that.
To get to the point.
Who gets to hold the hoop?
Oh, look, I'm where I am? I'm so disenchanted with this process, with our president, with the Republican Party, that even if they get a deal done, it's not going to change the way I feel about the way they do business.
Right. I understand that.
That's just the way I feel.
And I think
personally,
a lot of people feel that way.
So no matter what, they can't win.
Well, they can't win now.
You know what? You've become Kerry Spiewak.
Yeah.
House.
And I still
don't care. I don't care what you do. It can't be right.
today, in a last minute, we had to at least prove we could do this move. House Republicans are voting on a bill that protects tax cuts for people who make, for example, $900,000 a year, and in no way addresses the fiscal cliff problem. The president says it must be about him because he says the talks he's had with Boehner have already put the two sides very close to a deal.
I don't know, Buzz. Those deck chairs look really good where they are.
Yeah, that's where we're at right now.
Right.
Now, we assumed that everyone knows that movies based on real events are never entirely factually accurate.
That's right.
But it's apparently a shocking revelation to Senators John McCain, Dianne Feinstein, and Carl Levin. These leading senators, a Republican and two Democrats, say they were shocked by the poetic license taken by the producers of the new movie Zero Dark Thirty.
Shocked I am.
The movie supposedly tells how Osama bin Laden was ultimately found and killed, but it includes torture scenes that yield key information about bin Laden's location. That didn't happen, according to these senators, and they've fired off a letter to Sony Pictures asking them to change that part of the movie.
Maybe Sony Pictures will send them free tickets.
Probably.
I'm sure they will.
Or a gift certificate for popcorn.
Let's say it did happen. The government's not going to cop to that.
Right, that's true. I mean, that occurred to me.
You know,
and you know, it is just a movie.
There are things that happen within this government that we'll never talk about. We'll never talk.
Right,
that
we'll never know.
Yeah, sure.
I would like to see a movie based on the spit take John McCain did when he saw the torture scene in the movie.
Yeah. Well, haven't been there, I'm sure. Now, the Fox Not News Channel and a number of Republicans say Hillary Clinton has used poetic license to avoid talking to Congress about Benghazi.
What rhymes with concussion? I'm sorry, that's way over the line.
The Secretary of State was unable to talk with lawmakers today about Benghazi because she reportedly had the flu, fainted, and got a concussion. Former U.S. Envoy John Bolton says it's a diplomatic illness, meaning she's faking it to avoid the hot seat.
What rhymes with cankles?
The final report on Benghazi puts most of the blame on Ms. Clinton's State Department, and I wonder if this puts the kibosh on any hopes of her running for president in 2016.
I think she'll be fine.
There once was a statesman with nausea. I'll write the rest later.
Please.
I'll look forward to it.
Thank you.
Finally, nobody likes waiting for their check at a restaurant, especially if it's a Denny's in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
But one man in San Antonio, Texas, might have taken his objections too far. When he felt he had waited too long, he simply set the diner's Christmas tree on fire.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I guess they need that.
Just a quick
reminder.
It was
the brightest shining Christmas tree in town.
When the most cheerful kicker you can find is a guy starting a fire, that's when you know things are down.
Ho, 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 Buzz.
Today's show was brought to you by Sherry's Berries.
No. It was brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page. The top holiday event is on now.
Back to sleep, Oscar.
You know it's important to us. There's still time to get things in time for yourself or for others in time for Christmas. So please use MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon and bookmark it, and
we do. It means the world.
Stop dicking around.
Oh, wait. Phone call.
We're on our way out the door. We can't really take a...
Hello.
Hey, everybody. It's Oscar Santana from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Merry Christmas
and Feliz Navidad from your foreign friend. Ciao, ciao.
Brought to you by Sherry's
Bear. You got that right. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Oscar. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Yeah. Good luck, O'Maras. We look forward to hearing about it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you then. So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye. Thank you.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.